My dad's laugh. He studied blueprints and organized work crews. When he finished his morning phone calls, he would fasten his tool belt, tighten his hard hat, and smile. He found joy in making things on paper come to life with his hands. But what I remember most about my dad is his laugh. He laughed and winked at me as he hammered the board into place with one quick blow. He laughed when he noticed that I saw the sweat falling from his forehead and dripping off his nose. My dad's laugh is what I miss the most. My dad's laugh is like a well-built house on a pogo stick. I open the door and come inside, and we laugh to the moon and back. The day my dad was diagnosed with cancer, our house bounced off course, and my heart broke in half. Just before my dad died, he called me into his bedroom and said, "Take care of your brother. He's going to need you." And I said to him, "My brother is a bent nail. He won't listen to me." The corners of my dad's lips reached for the sky, and his laugh filled the room for the last time. I stood over him and yelled, "Dad, don't go. I'm going to need you." But his body could hold his laugh no more. I miss a lot of things about my dad. I miss the light in his eyes as he pulled us in an inner tube through the snow on his four-wheeler. When we hit the snow-covered prairie dog hole and flew off, his laugh, like a spring, brought life to our neighborhood. I miss his love for jokes, his relentless teasing, his terrible hip-hop dancing, the smell of Jovan musk on his body, Klondike ice cream bars in the freezer, his scratchy beard tickling me, his strong hands holding my small ones, the way his eyes said, "I love you," the smell of Coors Light on his breath, his good night kisses. But what I miss the most about my dad is his laugh. I'd give anything just to hear his laugh again. I'd listen to it on repeat just to remind me that everything is going to be okay. There's so much I didn't get to ask him, like, "Dad, do you believe in God? And Dad, what made you fall in love with Mom? And Dad, how do you tie a tie?" Since the day of my dad's last laugh, I've dreamed about him thousands of times. In my dream, I try to stop myself from screaming, "Dad, our house is not a home. Don't go. I'm going to need you." Then I wake up and realize that my dad and his laugh are gone. This poem is for anyone who has ever lost someone, for anyone who's ever felt that pain, for anyone whose loved one's laughter faded out. This poem is for you. Here are the broken pieces of my heart. Take them and may your hope and healing start. My dad's laugh is like a well-built house on a pogo stick. On the day my dad died, I like to think that his laugh made the jump into the eternal mystery. When I look up at the stars, listening for my dad's laugh, I hear his familiar chuckle, echoing through the solar system, bouncing off planets and skipping into other galaxies. My dad is not alone. He is home. His laughter joins the great chorus of those who have come and gone before us. Your dad and your mom and your brother and sister, your son, your daughter, your grandma and your grandpa, your best friend, everyone you have ever loved and lost, their laughter holds this world together. Every smile, every giggle, all that laughter. Stop. Quiet yourself. You can hear them, can't you? You can hear their laughter. Through this cosmic symphony of joy, God says, "You are not alone. Your house can be a home. Your heart can be made whole."